Remy, how much of that game, if not all of that game, disappeared on 17 minutes tonight?
Unfortunately, yes. Not everything disappeared, because sometimes even 10v11 you can get 1 point, or sometimes three. It's already happened to my team in the previous seasons. But then I think the first key point on this game was the clear handball that West Ham did in their box, and it should have been a penalty. And I'm very sorry for the guys, for the club, for everybody who loves Aston Villa, because for the third game in a row we have been denied a clear penalty at West Brom against Leicester at home. Then it's a lot. People said that it's because we are at the bottom, but I don't subscribe to this idea. You know, it's, I don't know what's going on, but then after that 10v11 was a tough target for us, but we defended quite well. The spirit of the players has been very nice tonight again, and their first goal is also limit offside. Then it's a lot. It's a lot. If you look again at the replay, you will see that. And then I've got no reproach to do to my players tonight, to be fair.
Not even to Jordan Ayew?
It will stay private between him and me, but you can guess my opinion.
The way you adapted when you went down to 10 men, you were very organised, and obviously you held it to 0-0 at half time. What was the game plan in the second half? Because obviously, given the context of tonight, it was a game you needed to win.
We needed to win, but you know, as long as you stay 0-0 in that kind of situation, you can have a set pieces or a free kick or something like that that could give you an opportunity to score. And 10v11, it's always difficult. Unfortunately, we hoped to go further in that game, 0-0. It was not the case. 1-0 down after, it's too difficult.
Can I just ask you off the field of play? I mean, a lot of Villa fans have read that you're considering your position after a disappointing January window. Is that the case, or is that a press invention?
No, it's not the moment to speak about that. That's all. Thank you.